Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be talking about a new community health center in downtown Reno with the CEO, Sharon Chamberlain of Northern Nevada Hopes. Coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're joined today with Sharon Chamberlain, who's the CEO of Northern Nevada Hopes, and one of her board members, Steve Trollope, who is on the board and I guess kind of in the finance capacity. So welcome to both of you. It's your first time on the show.
Thank you.
And I've had Sharon on before. So I'm excited to have you back, to have you tell us a little bit about the update. Northern Nevada Hopes is a community health center in downtown Reno. Why don't you elaborate a little bit on the services you provide and who you are, who are your...
downtown Reno, and we provide services to underinsured and uninsured individuals, as well as anyone that wants to receive expert care in a very new model. We offer primary care in addition to a fully integrated scope of behavioral health, substance use treatment, pharmacy, as well as social services to help people if they need help finding housing or need help, accessing other services in the community.
So you provide medical services, social services, you have drug action, you have, which we'll get to a little bit, your needle exchange program, which was an interesting but successful program. And yet it's not just the needy that can come use your services. It's for anybody in the community. You have blue-collar workers on down to those that can't afford health insurance. How do you get paid, then, if you're providing these services to such a broad spectrum of patients?
Well, we take both insurances, Medicaid, Medicare, as well as all private insurances. And we also get grants from the government and from other private foundations to help us cover the cost for people that can't afford to pay full price for services.
Okay. So the passage of the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid have obviously broadened the need for your services in the community. What are you doing to plan for that expansion of your services and essentially the need for more facilities for patients?
We are seeing a huge growth in the number of patients coming to access services, and a lot of agencies or private practices have closed their doors to additional Medicaid patients. And so it's really important for the community to have a community health center that accepts and Medicaid patients. So we're seeing 150 new enrollees into our clinical program every month. We have grown from around 600 patients to over 3,000 here in the last year, and we continue to see that growth and expect it to continue. We're building a brand new facility to help us get to the capability of access for all those patients.
Well, and Steve, that's when you joined the board, was essentially the start of this construction of this new facility. As a board member, what's it like to watch the expansion of this, and is it an exciting time to be on the HOPES board?
It's a very exciting time to be on the board. It's been a real pleasure also working with Sharon and her team to actually put this whole project together.
So it's about a $13 million building, and you're doing some, you've obviously raising money from some foundations, which we'll get to, but you brought in a different perspective onto essentially a new funding source into this building. Can you explain a little bit about what that is, that funding source?
Certainly. We were originally going to construct the building using originally a permanent loan along with contributing some of our own equity. But after I got involved in the project, we were able to discover the utilization of New Market Tax Credits. And as it ends up, the $13 million cost that we have to build the clinic is going to be covered about 50% with New Market Tax Credits. That come from both the federal and the state level.
And that is significant because it's new legislation that was passed in our session last year. And this is, you're the first project in Nevada to qualify for the state tax credits, is that right?
Yes, we're one of the first ones in the pipeline. And our project is really the funding goals of the New Market Tax Credit Program, the typical ideal project to fund. And it's important this program that's at the state level continues to foster this kind of growth and assisting programs like ours, because without this, we wouldn't have been able to expand to the level that we've been able to expand to.
Well, and we're going to show a rendering of the building that you're building, because you are going to change the face of it's Fifth and Ralston is where the building is, and you really are changing the face of that neighborhood. So it's a little of the economic revitalization, as well as creating what 38 new jobs once the building's up.
Yes, over 40 jobs really, and potentially we could even continue to grow because of the very unique structure. And the way that we've working with Neenan as our architects, and this is all they do is build these type of facilities. So it's a very unique model that, again, fosters the integration of the care as well as provides us opportunities for future expansion once we move in.
Well, great. We're going to take a quick break, pay for this message, and we'll be right back to discuss more of that right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at EyeCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call EyeCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Sharon Chamberlain, the CEO of Northern Nevada Hopes, and one of her board members, Steve Trollope. So you are looking at a groundbreaking January 13th on this new medical facility. A pretty exciting time, it seems like. What is the role of a community health center in the Reno area, and how do you coordinate with local hospitals to essentially meet this burgeoning need of Medicare, Medicaid patients?
We work very closely. Appreciate our partnership also. For example, we just recently opened up a homeless respite program with St. Mary's and a grant from the Community Foundation of Nevada. And an incredible program because individuals that are homeless and too sick to be released to the streets from the hospital can be released to our program, our respite program instead. So we have three beds. And instead of staying in the hospital, you know, with cost up to $5,000 a day, individuals can be released to our program where they get continued social services. We work with them to try to find housing. We work with them and get them to their appointments through our transportation program, as well as link them to a primary care medical home. And this way we engage these patients and continue engagement with them even after they've left our program.
Well, another thing that you engage too is the program we talked about last time you were on, which I know is a little cautious about, was the needle exchange program. It's the first one in Northern Nevada. And I imagine there was a little heartburn even on the from the board of directors on what this program means, because it sounds like, oh goodness, we're encouraging drug use. And yet nationwide you're seeing very different statistics on that, aren't you?
We are. Syringe services programs are supported by virtually every scientific body that have ever studied them as the number one method to prevent the spread of HIV and hepatitis C among injection drug users in our community. And what we've seen is no different than what we the research shows across the country. We're engaging in individuals that often have no other place to talk about their drug use. And instead, they can come to our place and not only get clean supplies that will help them stay healthy and hopefully not get HIV or hepatitis C during their drug use, but also engaging them into primary care, behavioral health, and substance use treatment, if that's what they're looking for, so that we really develop that trusting relationship during someone's usage and continue that when they're ready to stop and go into drug treatment.
So part of that program, I guess that kind of caught the attention of Stacey Matheson, and I know you've had some conversations with her. And tell us what's happening with the Stacey Matheson Foundation.
Well, we have, as part of our building project, we initiated a capital campaign earlier this year, and our goal most recently, we received a grant, a donation from Stacey Matheson Foundation, and we're very, very happy to have that. And it's actually gotten us almost to a point where about 50% of our goal with our capital campaign.
That is exciting. And you, I understand, got a check from the Hawkins Foundation last week for $50,000. So we talked about this. Once you start raising money, it starts raising money even more, which is it's an exciting opportunity. You came to the board to Hopes via an unusual manner. You want to just kind of tell us a little bit about how you found Hopes? Because it's always interesting how board members
Yes.
find an organization.
Well, Hopes found me about 7 years ago. They were in desperate need in their social services division for Christmas gifts for poverty-level families. And for the past 7 years, I've along with a number of volunteers and donors, have been putting Christmas together for lots of kids and families, and the program's now expanded. We have an annual Christmas party with food and drinks and Santa Claus, and we also support the family with special gifts, special requests that they have at Christmas time.
Well, but I've been the privilege to actually wrap gifts with you the past 2 years, and we had, I think, over 40 people wrapping gifts. You stopped by there, too, to see just how cool the community comes together to help at a time when you think, oh, you know, all those kids are taken care of. We have so many social services out there, but that's really not the case. You're dealing with a population that originally started out as an HIV/AIDS community health center. Now you've obviously gone to broad medical care, but you still are servicing an HIV/AIDS population that we don't hear about it as much in the community anymore, but it's still in our community, isn't it?
It is still in our community, and a lot of folks with HIV and the general public think you can now just take a few pills and you're going to be okay, and it's a long-term chronic disease. And while that's true, if you're taking your medications, the medications still have a significant amount of side effects, and it can be very challenging for individuals, coupled with the stigma that goes along with HIV, to stay treatment adherent. And that's what we're there for, is to provide that support and help move people out of isolation.
Because again, kind of like what you talked about a little bit with the folks that are using drugs, people that have HIV/AIDS sort of feel isolated from the general population. And this is where it's nice to have a community that they come together and have that commonality. Zip code, essentially, or downtown area, 89503. And from what you're telling me, there's roughly one service provider for every 3,900 people. Is that a daunting thing to deal with?
You know, it's we're so overwhelmed with individuals that don't have access to primary care in our community. You know, the national average is one goal is for one provider for every 691 individuals. And so you can see that in our service area, defined service area, there's over 12,000 individuals that don't have access to primary care. So HOPE's being able to do this expansion, the support from the community, it's an incredible impact for our city.
Well, I thank you both for being here, and I thank you for what you guys are doing and making Reno be a healthier community. And we'll be back right after this on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada's Newsmakers, and we have our Power Pundit panel as usual. I don't know how He always says that without getting his lips slurred. We have Mike Kerrigan, former city councilman from Sparks, and Chris Wicker, an attorney with Woodburn Wedge and also the spokesman for the Nevada Democratic Party. You keep trying to quit that one, don't you?
Yes,
they just
but
won't let you go.
You know how that goes.
You're just too good. So I think we'll start with one of your favorite topics, and it's the Assembly Republican Caucus and how, well, it's kind of a debacle, and we'll touch a little bit on you since you almost ran for the Assembly, but what do you think is happening when the Republicans suddenly become in power and now they don't know what to do with
it? Well, you know, it started out somewhat being amusing, frankly, and, of course, a lot of Democrats sat back and watched them fight each other and make accusations and so forth, but now that the legislature's approaching, it goes kind of from funny to very worrisome because they're in charge of the assembly. They control the money, and they have so much dysfunction, one has to worry how this legislature is going to go. I mean, we only have 120 days, and we have a whole bunch of new Republican assembly persons from Las Vegas who, frankly, never thought that they would actually get elected. Neither did I.
Yeah.
But, in fact, they got elected, and I think they never took the step from running for office to, well, what do I do if I get elected? And I think that has to worry Governor Sandoval quite a bit and those that believe in good government that we're just worried now.
But why can't the Republicans just say, okay, we're in power and let's step up to the plate? Where's that dysfunction happening? What are you kind of seeing within the Republican Party, especially where we're just not becoming leaders like we should?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's lack of leadership, but I also think it's the problem we have in the Republican Party in this state is that if you're a moderate Republican and you're a conservative Republican, they're kind of butting heads right now. Instead of having a big open tent and say, okay, so you're moderate, and so I'm you know, more right wing, let's get together. I think we're infighting, and I think that's the big problem.
How have the Democrats been able to avoid this?
You know, I think it's hard to explain except that we've had good leadership and we've had good candidates. I think that there has been ever since the 70s, a broad range of opinions within the Democratic Party. And you see now, you see some attempts like from MoveOn.org to try to get people to coalesce around, say, Senator Warren, who is a much more liberal person than mm-hmm. President Obama and Hillary Clinton, for that matter. And so I do have worries that if you try to divide the party between moderates and liberals, we might be going down the same road as Republicans. And so I hope we can avoid that because it's been very dysfunctional both nationally and now we see on a state level for the Republican Party.
Well, and as you said, we're getting into the legislative session, getting ready for that. And one of the key issues for this legislature is going to be the legalization of pot. And it was interesting that they recently, and I'm pulling this up real quickly, that the head of the NCAA in Reno has now said that legalizing pot is a racial issue, that we need to do it because more blacks are arrested smoking pot and consuming pot than anybody else. Were you a little surprised that now pot is a racial issue?
I was very surprised that the head of the NAACP would be taking that position. Now, he makes a valid point about the relative conviction rates amongst blacks and whites as far as use of pot. And that's where he should have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But to then say, make the transition to say, well, the answer to that is legalized pot. Well, I think he should leave that up to other people and other parties to discuss the legalization issue. I would think that would make a lot of black people uncomfortable that the NAACP would be taking that position so publicly.
Yeah, it was a little strange one. And for you now, the city of Reno finally came to a deal with their police for a $66 million contract, and it's backdated to July 1 of 2013. So essentially it expires this June. So they just finished 22 months of negotiation with their police union, and they're going to get right back into negotiating with the police union again. How tough is it to negotiate, as a city councilman, how tough is it to deal with the public service unions and the restraints that the legislature has put on collective bargaining and binding arbitration?
Yeah, and you said it, binding arbitration. I think now that the Republicans are in charge, you know, the state legislature, I think that's one of the things that they should change. Collective bargaining is fine, but the binding arbitration part of it, there really is no reason for at least the two unions, police and fire, because they're underneath the binding arbitration, to even want to go to the table, because they'll say, okay, we try to talk, nothing's happening, so let's just go to an arbitrator and lay out our best package. City, you lay out your best package, because a lot of people don't know this. It's all or nothing. They either take the union side or they take the management side, and there's no negotiating at that point. I think it'd be better if they got rid of binding arbitration, and then you can really sit down at the table and really bargain collectively. I mean, that's the only thing I can see that. And the city of Sparks tried to get that law taken out, I guess, probably 15 years ago. And we've been trying ever since to do that, and there's been no appetite for it. So hopefully there'll be an appetite for it now.
Well, if the Republicans get their act together, we'll actually be able to do that. So that's where we'll have to end it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for watching Newsmakers. We'll be back right after this.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry. Most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
Will you let go of me?
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops.
Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery. Come this way.
I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just
$21.95. We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Thanks for watching and listening. You can catch us anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up next, Maribel Batcher, the former chief of staff to Kenny Guinn, and currently working for Governor Brown in California. Thanks for watching and listening.